2 en dan gesem er alle verbaden. Ushtayim achitzonos. So we have, Gemara says that, the Mishnah says that the case of three people standing where the middle one overlaps his four amos with each side, but the two sides are outside of their arba amos, compared to a case where you have three chatzeros, where their openings are into Rishus HaRabim, and they also open into each other, and the middle one made an Eruv with each of the outside ones, and the outside ones made no Eruv with each other. So the middle one is mutter with each side independently, and they're mutter with it, and the two outside ones are Aser. Okay, that's what Rav Shimon holds. Where it says that the two outside ones are Aser. V'amayik, even the arvi luhu chitzonios, v'hadayim tzois, havi luchadav. Why should the outside ones be Aser? They made an Eruv with the middle one. So each one became one with the middle one. And the middle one is one with each of them. So they're all together now. They're all Moruv. Because, what's it called? By being together with the middle one, they're together with each other. Because A becomes one with B, so now AB is one thing. So if that's the case, then when C becomes one with B, then they're also one with A. Because A and B are the same thing, are together. Rashi. What's it called? Shtayim chitzonos asuro zom zu. Kelim sheshofsu bzu asur lahachnus zu. If you have kelim that were in chatzer A, the extreme right one, that you can't bring those kelim into chatzer C, which is the extreme left one. Derech emtzayis, because A can carry his kelim into B, the middle one, but you can't take those kelim now from B to C. Shenimtsa sheyotzim reshus on reshus ha'asur lahem, because there's no eruv between A and C. Hachi garsin and amai, kiven da'arvei chitzonos v'hadei emtzayis ha'viluchada. The lish drukula, all of them should be mutter. The domi commanded diary hustle, because when you make an eruv, it's like you live there, right? That's where your kona dira in that place. So when C made an eruv with B, C now is one with B. So now when B made an eruv with A, then A and C can already be are together. Duvid mechotzer sheiruv v'yovik kulu eruv bevayis echad. The domu kilu daru kula boso bayis. What, how does an Eruv work? They all are partners in that bread, and you put the bread in one bayis, they all now become shutfin, as if they live in that one house. They're all together. The chotzer dahu bayis havye, right? And the chotzer belongs to that house, so it's all one reshus now. The house is meshutif, and the chotzer is meshutif. Umishtari ba, hachanami domu commanded dairi kula bachotzer and tzois. Since they both put their Eruv in the middle, they both became one with the middle. So if A equals B, and B equals C, so A equals C. Shazel mishpat Eruv echetzeros, stam chotzer, yesh po batim harbe. How does the Eruv echetzeros work? Stam chotzer has a lot of batim surrounding it. V'tzrichos b'nei ha-batim la'ariv yachad. The problem is, each house has a separate ownership, and the chotzer has what's called communal ownership. And the rabbanim were afraid if you carry from the separate ownership to the communal ownership, people will think you can carry from Rishus HaYochid to Rishus HaRabim. So therefore they said, you have to make everything communal ownership. So you all get together in bread, and then you put it in one house, and that house now becomes Meshutav. And therefore, when you're carrying from the houses to the chatzar, you're carrying from meshutav to meshutav, not from yachid to yachid to meshutav. V'asul ha'chotzer meshus l'shus, t'hayim min abatim l'chatzar, below eruv. U'meinichim oso be'echad min abatim, k'sha'chotzer p'sucha l'chatzar acheres, v'rotzen l'asos and reshus achas. When now you want to make the chatzar reshus with another chatzar, that's shituf mavuos. Nopin ha'eruv, shigavu min abatim, you take the eruv that you got from all the houses in Chatzar A, v'nosnim oso be'echad mibatim Chatzar Acheres. You take that eruv, and you put it in one of the houses of the next Chatzar, of Chatzar B. So now, Chatzar A and Chatzar B are meshutav together. V'chihadrem tzoyis v'irva b'hadei idach shlichus ovinikariyat. Shikusa de Chatzone, Avdalogashin, Hachad, the Kaman. This, we know, Rashi says it was a sheet that had the girsa here now, but we don't have it till later on. Gemara says, Om Rav Yehuda, Kagon Shinos, Nam Choi, say Ruva Bezeh, they Ruva Bezeh. It's not talking where A, the A and C are the extreme ones. B is the middle one. Till now we thought A put their A Ruv in C, and B, and C put their A Ruv in B. So now everybody's Meshutav. Now it's talking where B put an A Ruv in A, and B put an A Ruv in C. But there's no shaykhus to A and C. A and C didn't make the Eruv. B made the Eruv with them. And the Eruv is not in B. There's an Eruv from B to A and an Eruv from B to C. So there's nothing that connects A and C. Rav Sheisha Somar, Afilu Tema, Shinosnu Eruvin Be'em Choice. No, could even be talking where A put their Eruv in B and C put their Eruv in B. And still, A and C have no shaykhus to each other. Rashi, emtsoyis eruva zebezu, shenosne emtsoyis eruva zebezu, bezu bezu, the dami emtsoyis kilu dora bohen, the ein to yurei chitzonos be emtsoyis, lemeiru dechiadoninino. It's like, what's it called? Middle one is like he's living here and he's living here. But the side ones have no connection to that. He's here and he's here. But they're not together. So Kigon Shinosnu Bishnei Bati. It's talking about put in two different houses. In other words, they both put it in B. A put their Eruv in B, and C put their Eruv in B, but they put it in two separate houses. So there's no shaykhus between them, right? A is considered like he's living in B, but in house A. And B and C is considered like he's living in B, but in a different house. House Y. So they have no shaykhus. Rashi b'shnei batim v'hashu lo mechabrin chitzonios ba'adodi. Since the eruv of A and C are in different houses in the chotzer of B, so they have no connection to each other. Their eruvin aren't in a common place. A is considered like he's living together with B in house X, and C is considered like he's living with B in house Y. So each of them, A and C have no connection to each other because the houses are different. Keman ke Beis Shammai, l'chora, that only goes according to Beis Shammai. Ketanya chamishim shegavu es eruvan, v'nasnu b'shnei kelim. If five people were meshutef in an eruv, and they put it in two different kelim, Beis Shammai omrim ein eruv an eruv. The eruv is not an eruv because they're not meshutef together. Right? Some are meshutef in one kli, and some are meshutef in a different kli. And therefore, there's nothing that makes them meshutav together, because each kli has only some people on it. This one has three people, this has two people. Ubeisil omrim eruv an eruv. The Beisil holds that the eruv is an eruv. It doesn't make a difference if it's one kli or two kli. Right? Still, they're connected together. So lechora, that if that's the case, Beis Shammai would hold in two houses, doesn't connect the two sides, and Beisil would hold two houses, it doesn't make a difference if in two different places. Or says, no, afilu teim beisil. Ad kan lo kamri beisil hosun ala b'shnei kelim. Two kelim in one house, beisil holds, still is considered meshutav. But, b'vayis echad, ava b'shnei batim lo. But in two separate houses, even beisil agrees that that doesn't make them together. So, the one house is mechaber A and B. The second house is mechaber B and C. But A and C have no connection to each other. Rashi. B'shnei batim, the hashalom mechaber chitzonius ba'adodi. Chamisha shegavu eruvan, shohayu dorin b'chotzer achas. These five people lived in one chotzer. They had five houses surrounding one chotzer. The gavu mikol echad es eruvo, and each one gave his portion in the bread of the eruv. Lahatir es chatzeron lahotzim v'tein l'chotzer. In order to be matir, to carry from the houses into the chotzer. B'shnei kelim abayis echad. And in one house, in two different kelim, they put the, what's it called, the Eruv. Hachi Garcino, Kivan. No, we didn't get it yet. Okay, go on. Omer le Rav Acha, Bereid Rav Avi le Rav Ashi. Rav Yehuda Kasha, Rav Sheshis Kasha. This case of Rav Shimon is a Kasha both on Rav Yehuda and Rav Sheshis. what's the case. But if Yehuda Kasha, to Omar Kigong Shinosna Emtsois, Eruva Bezu, the Eruva Bezu, Kivan de Irva Emtsois, right? What was the answer that Rav Yehuda gave? Why A and C aren't connected through B? Because B put the Eruv in A, and B put his Eruv in C. But not that A and C put their Eruv in B. Right? And that's why A and C have no connection to each other. Because it's B that was Mechaber to each one separately. Okay? So on that, the Kasha is, so what's the Kasha in Rav Yehuda? Kvikivan de Irva and Tsois Bahade Chitzona Havi Lechada. Once the middle one made his Eruv with C, A and C become one. Right? The Chihadra Va'arva Bahade Idach, and now that B goes again and made, no, A and B. When B put the Eruv in C, so B and C are now one. So now when B goes again and puts an Eruv in A, B and C, which are one, become one with A. So the Chor of the Rom Ma'orav together. Once, whoever put the Eruv, whichever one he put the Eruv in first, those two now became one. So whenever B now puts his Eruv in the second one, he's putting it as a shliach of the one that he's together with. So B and C are considered one now. That's the case when B puts an Eruv in A, then C and A are also considered one through B. What difference does it make if the two sides put their Eruv in the middle, or the middle guy put his Eruv in the two sides? Once he put it in one side, he becomes one with that side. And then when he puts it in the other side, that one, B and C, becomes one with A. So now A, B, and C are all together. Right? V'arva bahadi idach shlichusa avda. Right? He makes, he's a shliach now of the first one, of the other side. Right? B becomes a shliach of A. So when he makes an Eruv with C, he's actually combining A and C too. So what does Rav Sheshes help over here? What does Rav Yehuda's answer help? Well, Rav Sheshes kasha, tahavi kachamisha shashurim b'chotzer achas, v'shochach echod mehem v'lo iriv, ta'asri ha'dodi. Right, l'chora, what was Rav Sheshes' case? Right, even if they both put their Eruv in B, but they put it in two different houses. Okay? So now it comes out that what's it called? That in the chotzer of B, somebody wasn't ma'ariv. Right? In other words, l'gabi this house, A wasn't ma'ariv. L'gabi this house, C wasn't ma'ariv. And the halacha is, if you have five people in a chotzer, and only four of them make an Eruv, and one forgets to, then none of them can carry. Because the batim and the chotzer are two different reshuyos. The batim are meshutta for four people, and the chotzer is meshutta for five people. So you can't carry from a reshus of four to a reshus of five. So everybody's awesome. Dasri Adonit. Look here, see Rashi. When B made his Eruv with A, A and B became one. And now when B makes his Eruv with C, he's doing it as a combination of A and B. So A and C now are combined too. Everybody now is one happy family. The kulu lishtra, and everybody should be mutter. The lo garsina the idoch mia lishtri. This the garsina lo befarshe chitzona she irva ima mia tishtri the chitzona acheres. At least A and C should be mutter. The zu te yasser ba. But B should be yasser. The F shalom arcade. The kivin shichusa avda have ilu kulu chad reshus of a kulu sharin. So Rashi says that's not shaya. What it means to say is all three should be mutter in each other. But if sheish is kasha, kivin and nosnu shteyam eruv et ben tzois, since A and C put their eruv in the middle, according to Rav Sheshes, right? But they put it in two different houses. Ha Eruv may be diurei and letocha. So what does the Eruv do? It makes as if they're living in that place. The Havi Lukilu Dorim Kulam Bem Tzois. So now they're all living in B. A is living in B, and C is living in B. The Kivan De Ruva Nosum B'Shnei Batim. Since the Eruv now is in two different houses, Nimtza Shalo Irvu Shtayim Achitzon Zum Zu. So now, everybody's living in B, but the A and C didn't have an Erev with each other. V'havi k'chamisha sheshurim b'chotzer achas, v'shochach echad mehem v'lo Erev, im kulat, yachad, t'chol ha'chotzer asura.
Right now we have one chatzar that has two people meshutif on one side, two different people meshutif on the other side, and two of them are not meshutif. So the chara, or none of them should be mutter. Because this chatzar, right, is different than the bailus of the batim. The chatzar is meshutif to everybody, and the bailus of the batim is split up. The chola chatzar asura, vafilu ira v'nechad mehem, to'agabi chamisha, the chatzar, achas, tanya le'el, le'beis hill of the b'shnei kelim, who, to have the erev, of the b'shnei batim lo. Even though these two made an Erev and these three made an Erev, it's no good. Because you're carrying from a Rishus of two into a Rishus of five. From a Rishus of three to a Rishus of five. Doesn't help. Since A and C are not mitzdarif, and they're all in B, right? So if you're carrying from the Chatzar of B, you're carrying to different Rishuyos, right? Everybody should be awesome. Because what you have is different rishuyos, right, that are in the same rishuyos that asur on each other. So we have a kasha on Rav Yehuda and a kasha on Rav Sheshes. Amar le Rav Ashi, lo Rav Yehuda kasha velo Rav Sheshes kasha. So Rav Ashi said no. You can answer the kasha on Rav Yehuda. You can answer the kasha on Rav Sheshes. Rav Yehuda lo kasha kiven di irva lo im tzois bahade chitzona ushtaim chitzonos bahade hadadi lo irvu gal yadaiti de bahad nichalei bahalo nichalei. No, you don't say that he does the shlichus of the other one. When do you say he does the shlichus if you have nothing to show that they're not interested in the shlichus? But since A and B, right, B put his erev in A. So he shows he wants to be together with A. Now he shows he wants to be together with C. What are we going to say? Well, he's together with A already, so now A is together with C. No. But why didn't A and C make an Erev with each other? The fact that they didn't make an Erev with each other showed they don't want to be together. So now that B is together with A, and now he wants to go together with C, it's only B that's together with C. But not A, because if A wanted to be together with C, he should have made an Erev with C. And he didn't. So he showed he didn't want to be together with C. Right? So now B can't be a shliach automatically for him because, unless he tells him to do it. Then if he tells him, then they all made an Erev. Then Ein Echanam, he's a shliach. But to be a shliach where we see that C didn't want to make with A, he only wanted to make with B, then B's making with A isn't in the name of C. Rashi. No Rashi. Rav Sheish is Lakasha, Rav Sheish is also not a Kasha. Im Omru Diorin Lahakil, Yom Diorin Lahachmir. Right? If we say that, what's it called, that the fact that there's more Diorin in this, what's it called, Chatzah, and that comes out of Kula, we're not going to say it to make it a Chumra. Rashi says, Im Omru Diorin, Shel Zubazu, Al Yedeho Eruv Lahakil. Right? If we say this concept, that when a person makes an Eruv with somebody else, it's like he's living there. We say that in order to be mekel. We don't say that in order to be machmer. We don't say that a person's bread makes him living there lehachmer. Makes him living there for a kula, not for a chumra, like Rashi. Lehakel atzirim yachad, right? Since the Rabbanan came up with this concept, that wherever your bread is, and if you're all meshutif, so then it's like you're living in that place, that was a din to be matir, carrying from a chatzir into a house. To be considered, you're living in a place where your bread is. They created that fiction, right? Lahakil, to make a kula. Okay? Sheha Eruv may be adir in Latocha. The Eruv makes it as if the people are mamish living there. Kedei lesser aleha, right? What's it called? Yomru, Sheha Eruv may be adir in Latocha, kedei lesser aleha. That halacha was created to be matur carrying from a chatzah to a bayis. It wasn't created to be matur. In other words, it's not a real thing. People don't live where their bread is. The Rabbani considered it like that in order to facilitate the halacha there. But they didn't make it a fact that it applies everywhere, even where it's a chumrah. Holo diary mamish begavah, they're not living there, lemaisa. It's only considered like they're living there. And the Rabbani only considered it like they're living there, legabi the halachas of Eruv, lahakil. But not that they consider them living there, mamish, and therefore it's even the chumrah. Hilkach af agav de chitzonim lo irvu adoni chitzun vem tsoi mi amit starfe. Velo asri adoni. Because we don't say that the fact that A has its bread in B and C has its bread in B, that it's mamish like they're living there. We don't say that. Right? We say it's only legabe the halachas we matter an Erev, not legabe that they're mamish living there and therefore they should be able to asher because what's it called? It's like somebody didn't make an Erev in the chotzer. Okay. Amar Yehuda Amar Rav Zu Divri Rav Shimon. Aval chachomim omrim reshus achas mishameshes l'shtei reshuyos, aval lo shtei reshuyos mishamshos reshus achas. She's Zu Divri Rav Shimon. Tehimu teres imohem. Rav Shimon holds that the halacha would be that the middle one is mutter with the two side ones separately, but the two side ones aren't mutter with themselves. That's Rav Shimon. V'hein imo. Aval chachomim omrim t'lo shnon nosnu shtei ameiruvan ben tzois. Lo shno nos nem tzoy se ruva bezu bezu. He has suri mohen vein muter mitar nima. Rabban and hold that doesn't make a difference whether A and C put their Erev in B or B put a separate Erev in A and C, right? The halacha would be that what's it called? A is mutter to carry into B. C is mutter to carry into B. But B is also to carry into them. B can't carry into A and C. But, right. Reshus achas mishamesa shestei reshuyos. Kalim shishovsu bechitzonos. Mutaros ben tzois. The kalim that were in A can be brought to B. The kalim that were in C can be brought to B. Tohachitzonos lo irvu. But he can't bring A to C, because they didn't make an Erev. Can't bring from A to C, but you can bring from A to B and from C to B. So A is allowed to bring his kalim into B because he made an Erev with B. And C is allowed to bring his kalim into B because he made an Erev. A can't bring to C. Lo irve elimzu, ve'en rishus acheres moshas on the side acher. And then they don't have anything pulling them to any other side. Each one is only connected to B. So A can carry to B and C can carry to B. But B can't carry to A or C. Why not? The ain base reshuyos mishamshes reshachas the kivin shishtei chitzonos lo ivu yachad. Since A and C are also, so the kalim from A can't get into C in any way, right? Lo ivu yachad lasos reshusachas el reshuyos halukos ain and koach ben tzois lishtamish lo bezuv lo bezuv. The middle one can't carry to either side. Why? Because we're afraid that if the middle one is allowed to carry to A, right, that he'll end up carrying things from A to C. Because he has connection to both of them. He won't realize that he can't take from this one to this one, only from his to there and from his to there. So he has connection to both of them. So we're afraid, since he has connection to both of them, he's going to end up taking Kalim from, that he brought to C into A. And that's awesome.
Why does it
say
it was from Malkam Ptur in the
middle? Not a Malkam Ptur, it's what's... No, because the kalim that were in, what's it called, that kalim of A's thing are usher to see.
But why, therefore we should ask the middle one from carrying to A or to carrying to C?
Yeah.
That's
not the one with Malkam Ptur. That's the guy, the Hilchus of Otsaw. Here's Hilchus of Erev, it's a different thing.
But this is Drabonon.
Yeah, right.
There's the Raisa.
Yeah, because there's something that's mafsik. Here there's nothing that's mafsik. The Kli, you can't take a Kli into a place where there was no Erev. Right? Even if you take it through another place, there's no such halacha. Right? It's not a makom tour. It's a makom, it's another makom. It's like taking from one Rishus HaYochid into Rishus HaRabim, from that Rishus HaRabim to another Rishus HaYochid.
You
were being glazer. It's no connection. Okay. The kiva neshtei chitzonos lo kiv, hu yachad lasos Rishus achas, ela Rishus halukos, hein, ein koach bem tzois lishtamish lo bezu velo bezu. Dezu moshach velakad. The middle one is pulled to A, it's also pulled to C. The Zumo Shach Talakad. Ushnei Diyur and Lo Yavinle. We don't give the person two places to live. You don't live in A and you live in C. Either you live in A or live in C. You can't live in both of them. Or A and C become one big Rishos, then you live in one place. But this B is living in A and he's living in C. The Dam Yekilu Hi Mehacha Tzrachitzona Shalo Irva Bahade Ida Chitzona. And therefore, if he's living in A, then he's also with C. If he's living in C, he's also with A. So maybe he's also with both of them.
Bahadi idichitson of Osarta, the chain nomi ki ozo leida chotzer, the irva, nomi bahada, he goes to the other chotzer, Osarta idichitson.
The other one's going to answer him. Because if you're living over here, right, then you can't be living over there. So that one is going to ask you over here.
Aval hecha de irvu shloshtam, but if all three made an eruv together, right, havi kulu chad reshusa.
Then it's not that somebody's living in two different reshuyas, it all becomes one big reshus. But here it's not one big reshus. It's this guy has a reshus with this one, he has a reshus with that one. You can't be in two places. So if your reshus with this one is mark of the reshus with the other one. Your reshus with this one is mark of the reshus with this one. Maybe you have no reshus. So you can't carry it either place. That's the idea.